Hi, you're listening to the Go Time Podcast with Impact Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I'm Pastor Brandon. Go Time stands for Global Outreach Time, where we share about the amazing things that God is doing through Impact Church in our neighborhoods, Northern Virginia, and the nations. To get involved or find out more information, check out our website at impactfxbg.church. Thanks for listening.
Excellent. So our global outreach time stands for local and global. So what we are doing through Impact locally and globally. And today we're just going to kind of recap what we did on Do Good Friday. Thank you. So during Do Good Friday, we had food distribution, scavenger hunt, egg hunt, you know, face crafts, face painting, you know, a whole bunch of things. But the real reason we do all these things was not just to do events and stuff like that. It was giving us opportunity to share Jesus, right? So what I want to do is bring up Hans and Julia up to kind of tell us what they did and any moments that they had seeing God work. So as they come up, you know, we blessed over 50 families got blessed with the food distribution. We also had over 400 eggs being given out and a whole bunch of faces being painted by, you know, which was awesome. But I'm going to hand it over to Julia. She's going to let us know what she did and how she saw God work.
Hi. this is the first time I've been up here in a while. So our community group was in charge of snow cones and the yard games. I ended up having to take pictures, which is really cool because I got to hang out with a lot of people and see a lot of things being done. And for the past few weeks, I've been kind of praying for my neighbors who I don't think they're believers, but they have two young children, and I thought this would be a great opportunity to invite them to do an egg hunt and food distribution. And they actually showed up, which is really crazy to me because I didn't think they would. And then I also invited my boss, who is a believer, but she doesn't have any children, so it didn't really make sense for her to maybe come out, to me at least. And through that, I've been able to talk to her more about Jesus and like what he's done in my life, what he can do in her life, and so it's been really amazing.
Awesome. Amen. Awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Now I'm going to turn it over to my other side, to Hans.
I was part of Britter and Wes's community group, and Britter did an amazing job with the crafts. It was just awesome. She had four different coloring sheets for four different animals that turned into these animal puppets. And so the kids just loved those crafts. Constantly the kids coming to our table just to color the sheets and then make those hand puppets. But there was also a spin wheel that had the resurrection story in it. And so kids got to draw that, and they got to see the story before and after Jesus' resurrection. And so that was really awesome. And it was just neat to be able to interact with our kids, but also for visitors and other families with their kids to come. There was one family in particular that comes to mind. There were four of them. They looked at the craft station, and there was some interest there, but they were hesitant and kind of not sure about it. And I went over there and said, hey, do you want to do the craft? Donuts and some free water. And we offered free breakfast for them, and that was really awesome. Just to see that the connections that we've been praying about were there. And the entire event was God offering us and giving us the opportunity based on our prayers to make multiple connection points. Just the way we talked about the different stations, there were different kinds of ways of hospitality in the way that we played games and the way that we provided snow cones, breakfast, the food bank distribution that was there. And people got to receive just a portion of what Good Friday is all about. It's Christ offering his body for the whole world and for all of us to respond in that way, to serve. The beautiful thing started off for me when Brandon prayed for us and focused on the context of here's what Good Friday is all about. Here's what Jesus did for us. And then to focus on the magnitude of God's love and grace and how that set our mindset and our attitude for our conversations, the way we engaged people, the way we served. And one of the most beautiful things to me was just seeing everyone who came, who sacrificed their time to take the day off maybe and serve in this community, to really love and care for everyone who came there, to work together and to make sure that this is all about Christ. It's not about our church. It's about proclaiming the gospel and letting people know how much we love and care about them.
Awesome. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Guys, that was an awesome day. We were able to, everybody was able to talk to people that they didn't know and kind of share Jesus' love for them and what he did for them. So it was a great time. And so let me just pray and just for Thanksgiving and for just to prepare us for the rest of the day.
Hey, Pastor Brandon here again. Thanks for listening to our Go Time podcast. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube at ImpactFXBG or our website, ImpactFXBG.church. If something we talked about sparked an interest in you, we would love to hear from you. You can email hello@ImpactFXBG.church. Until next time, let's keep living the dream.